Hey, hold my phone for me.
God, oh.
Hold my phone for me.
God did not create any of those.
I don't belong to any one of those.
Oh, that's awesome.
I belong to a non-denominational church.
Okay, well, you know what? If you compare that to the denominations, they're all doing the same thing, and they're all pretty much teaching the same thing. Mm-hmm. So what we encourage people to do is test themselves to the Word of God. You got our gospel card, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of those places are not teaching a biblical gospel. They're just telling you, just believe, and then you get to go to heaven. But that's not true. The gospel starts with faith, mm-hmm. and then we have to repent. I don't know if they taught you what repentance is.
Yep, they
did. It's a turning of your life and your mind
yep.
to God, which means you're willing to get rid of everything out of your old life.
I have, actually.
Okay, and then when you turn to God, mm-hmm. and He sees a willing heart mm-hmm. that's willing to give everything up for Him, He will give you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And you'll be born again, and there will be a time period in your life mm-hmm. that you can look and see and go, I used to be a wicked sinner, mm-hmm. and now I strive for the holiness of God.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
There.
Okay, that's awesome. And then after that, see, a lot of them might go that far, but then they stop. You have to obey.
Yeah.
And that's reading the scriptures and following them. But what we encourage people to do is when they obey, they're just kind of obeying the pastor. And the pastor's not teaching you everything that's in God's word. So what we encourage people to do is to take a break from all that.
I've had
and
before,
get in the scriptures.
Actually, with my church. I've got sometimes of these feelings where it's just too much for me, but then, like it's more like a cult or something, but, I'm still kind of,
Well, see, maybe that's prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you can't quite put your finger on what is wrong in there.
Right.
So, what I would encourage you to do, until you can discern all the sins, there's a lot of sins in every single church building that we've walked into.
Yeah.
They all have sin. And the Bible says, mm-hmm. in Revelation 21, or 22, 14 and 15, mm-hmm. it says, anybody who loves and practices a lie, even if it's just one, mm-hmm. will be left outside the gates of heaven. So those places practice a lot of lies. And if you go on our website, don'tperish.com, that's on the card, you're going to see this place. It's called like a 10-point test.
Okay.
And we set that up to help people like you who are going, something's not quite right here.
Yeah.
And it will show you the scriptures of what God's word says versus what they teach. And you're going to go, hey, wait a minute.
I've been coming and going from that church for at least a few years.
Take a break. Take a break and get in the scriptures, and our website will help point you into the Word of God. What our website does is say, they say this, God's Word says this, and then we want people to look at God's Word. Don't believe us.
Right.
Test us to the scriptures. Test them to the scriptures.
Right.
Take a break and get into God's Word.
In 2020, I've actually had some healing from God.
Okay.
My foot.
Well, God certainly can do miracles.
Yep, that's how this used to be shorter than this one, but now I have no hip pain when I walk. I don't have a limp when I walk. Nothing.
And how did that happen with you? Did somebody do that?
Someone prayed over for me, but it wasn't them. It was the Holy Spirit.
Okay, because there's a lot of deliverance ministries out there that are not biblical.
Yeah.
They're run by unbiblical people.
Yeah.
And God certainly can heal.
Yeah.
I know he can. Yeah, he definitely can. He doesn't do it in the way he used to, but he can heal. But moving further past that, mm-hmm. I would encourage you to go deeper in the Word. Put this in your mind. Jesus said, be not deceived. That's a command.
Yes.
We're commanded not to be deceived. Just like Eve was deceived in the garden, that's sin.
Yeah.
So we're not going to stand before God and say, oh, but he deceived me and they deceived me.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that because it's our responsibility.
Right.
Right?
And
so,
what is your view on like mental illness and like... do you think it's like it's caused by the enemy and like?
Oh, there definitely could be.
And
I
like,
mean, we can't know for sure. Everybody.
They believe at that church. They believe like anxiety is like a demon or something. I was like, because I had anxiety my entire life.
Oh, they sound like. Is it a Pentecostal church?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I would encourage you to stop going there.
Like that. I have
there are demons that could be in people, but. There's a lot of those, it's Pentecostal deliverance ministries that say every single thing is a demon.
Yeah, but and I don't believe that at all.
No, no. There could be
illness and stuff.
There could be that. There could be demons that influence or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the cure to that is being born again because you cannot be a born-again believer and have demon possession.
Right.
Because when the Holy Spirit's in you, that's what's in you.
Yeah.
Not the evil one. They're not both going to reside in the same person.
Right.
So, tell you what, if you go to our website, my husband has thousands of teachings. They're audios, they're written, they're videos.
Okay.
I have a place for women.
Okay.
And I do audios and videos, and I encourage women. And you can email me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to email and encourage you. I encourage sisters and seekers all over the world.
Yeah.
And you can ask questions. And what we'll do is give you scriptures in the Bible to test.
Yeah.
And then between you and the Holy Spirit, you discern them. But the first thing I would tell you to go to is the gospel.
Yeah.
And study it. Test yourself and make sure you're born again.
Yep. My favorite psalm is 139.
And what was that?
It's about like God's perfect knowledge of man.
Okay.
I love that.
I'll have to look that one up. Yeah. The Psalms are rich, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rich in comfort. And
when I was in the hospital years ago, I was going to have some kind of mental crisis. It was on a Sunday, and this minister came in. I was talking about how I was feeling and stuff, and he told me to turn to the Psalm 139. I opened my Bible, and it was at that page.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
Yeah, God's word is awesome, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Years ago, I know God's helped me with my social anxiety.
Okay.
Because normally I wouldn't have come up and talked to you.
God is a great helper. The Holy Spirit does prompt us.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comforter. He guides us. He leads us. He teaches us. But he always points us back to the word.
Yeah.
So that's where I want you to go, is into the Word. Test yourself to the gospel and make sure that you're truly born again.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says we're all supposed to test ourselves and test all things.
Uh-huh.
Prove everything and stay away from any appearance of evil.
Yeah.
Which
and
those places,
people,
those religious places have evil.
Yeah. And I even had to break off friendships because of their beliefs and stuff. But just one of them, my brother's girlfriend, because she's a way out there liberal, she believes in abortion and all that junk, and we just don't talk politics and stuff.
Bad company can corrupt good morals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we encourage people to do, like I was saying,
we want to pray for her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we pray for people. Yeah, the Bible teaches us to do that. Take a break from all that and get in the scriptures. And I got to get going.
Okay.
So it was nice talking to you. Feel
too.
Free to shoot me an email if you go on don'tperish.com, or maybe our email's on the card.
Okay.
You can send us an email. Yeah, it's on there. Don'tperish@outlook.com.
Okay.
So go ahead, test yourself to the gospel on there, and it goes into depth, and then let us know how we can help you. We'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, I got rid of like a lot of movies I used to watch. I cannot watch anymore, like the Paranormal Activity movies. I cannot watch those anymore, even if there's a spooky show on TV.
We encourage people to shed the television and movies because there's a lot of sin in those.
Yeah.
So if the Holy Spirit is moving within you.
I like that show.
That has a lot of unbiblical things in there. We'd be happy to show you what those are.
Yeah.
If you want to email us. And
I've
what
only
we'll do
watched
is,
season one. I haven't watched season
okay,
two
what
yet.
We would do is help you learn how to discern what's going on in your life with the scriptures. And then you would want to go test that to the scriptures. So. And that's what we do. So I'm going to let you go because I think we're going to head down the road now. It's been nice talking to you.
You too.
I'm Debbie, and you are?
Gina.
Okay, nice meeting you. Thanks for stopping. It was good to talk to you. Bye-bye.